new hymn tonight in the song. Some of you may know this. I don't know. Complete in Thee. Really pretty song, and it's easy to sing. So introduce it tonight. Well, as we usually do, we'll sing the first verse. Everybody sing the soprano. And then after the first verse, it's a four-verse song, so we'll just go right into verse 2 with our parts. Complete in Thee. Everybody sing the soprano. Do, complete in Thee, no work of mine could take, new Lord, the place of thine. Thy blood hath pardoned both for me, and I shall stand complete in Thee. Yea, justified, O blessed thought, and sanctified, salvation wrought. Thy blood hath pardoned, bought for me, and glorified I too shall be. Okay, verse 2. Everybody break into their part. Complete in Thee, each one supplied, and no good thing to be denied. Since Thou my portion, Lord, will be, I ask no more. Complete in Thee, yea, justified, O blessed thought, sanctified, salvation wrought. Thy blood hath pardoned both for me, and glorified I too shall be. Complete in Thee, no more shall sin. Thy grace has conquered, reign within. Thy blood shall bid the tempter flee, and I shall stand complete in Thee. Yea, justified, O blessed thought, and sanctified, salvation wrought. Thy blood hath pardoned, bought for me, and glorified I too shall be. Dear Savior, when before Thy bar all tribes and tongues assembled are, among Thy chosen I will be, at Thy right hand complete in Thee. Justified, O blessed thought, and sanctified, salvation wrought. Thy blood hath pardoned, bought for me, and glorified I too shall be. Order of leaders tonight: Jody Phillips, Kelton Harrison, Andrew Benson, Jeremy Jenkins, Jacob Merrick, Will Castor, and Conley Mason. Again, that's Jody, Kelton, Andrew, Jeremy, Jacob, Will, and Conley.
Supplement number 29.
In the dark of the midnight have I all in my face, while the storm
supplement number 44. Teach me, Lord, to wait.
Do so. Teach me, Lord, to wait. Right now.
Number 67 in our supplement, O Come, Let Us Adore Him. Do. For worship, blessed be the tie.
Yeah.
Thou Art, number 5 in the Hymns for Worship. Supplemental book, I Will Call Upon the Lord.
Come.
Number 63 in our hymns for worship, I need thee every hour. Number 63. Do. I need thee every hour, most gracious Lord. No tender rose like thine can be sufficient. I need thee, oh, I need thee.
Rise up, O child of God. Do so. Rise up, O child of God. Have done with lesser things. Give heart and soul and mind and strength to serve the King of Kings. Rise up, O child of God. His kingdom tarries long. Bring in the blood of brotherhood, and in the night of wrong. Rise up, O child of God. The church
Number 74 in your supplement, Holy to the Lord.
No.
Holy, 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 holy.
We'll sing Until Then. It'll only be on the PowerPoint above. Until Then, we'll sing all three verses. Do mi sol. My heart can see when I pause to remember.
Three verses.
This world is not my home, I'm just a passing through. My treasures are laid up somewhere beyond the blue. The angels beckon me from heaven's open door, and I can't feel at home in this world anymore. Like you, if heaven's not my home, then.
Turn with me to Revelation chapter 21, if you would. Revelation chapter 21. As we look at the biblical narrative and story of God's love for His creation, in the very beginning we read about the Garden of Eden. And we read that Adam and Eve had absolute and full communion with the Lord. He gave them one restriction, and they violated that law and that commandment. And as a result of that, there were all kinds of consequences that came upon them, as well as coming upon all of humanity. And the world that had been created by God in such a pure and pristine manner was affected because sin had entered into the world. And even there, as man is cast forth from the garden, and we read about shame and humiliation and alienation, there's this sense of God's purpose, explicitly actually stated at the end of what seems to be a sad story after God's glorious creation. And even there, God begins to unfold in His promises hope for reconciliation, for man again to have communion. And not only that, to even be in His immediate presence. We think of our heavenly reward and the hope of our inheritance. And yet we live in a world that is extremely sinful and broken. And we experience suffering and disappointment, even those who are striving to lead godly lives. But at the end of the Holy Spirit's revelation, He speaks of hope. He speaks of being in God's glorious presence. And the question is, how can we be in His presence? Let's begin. Revelation chapter 21 and verse 1. John writes, "Then I saw a new heaven and a new earth, for the first heaven and the first earth passed away, and there is no longer any sea. And I saw the holy city, New Jerusalem, coming down out of heaven from God, made ready as a bride adorned for her husband. And I heard a loud voice from the throne saying, 'Behold, the tabernacle of God is among men, and He will dwell among them, and they shall be His people, and God Himself will be among them. And He will wipe away every tear from their eyes, and there will no longer be any death. There will no longer be any mourning or crying or pain. The first things have passed away.' And He who sits on the throne said, 'Behold, I am making all things new.' And He said, 'Write, for these words are faithful and true.' Then He said to me, 'It is done. I am the Alpha and the Omega, the beginning and the end. I will give to the one who thirsts from the spring of the water of life without cost. He who overcomes will inherit these things, and I will be his God, and he will be my son. But for the cowardly and unbelieving and abominable and murderers and immoral persons and sorcerers and idolaters and all liars, their part will be in the lake that burns with fire and brimstone, which is the second death.' Then one of the seven angels who had the seven bowls full of the seven last plagues came and spoke with me, saying, 'Come here, I will show you the bride, the wife of the Lamb.' And he carried me away in the spirit to a great and high mountain, and he showed me the holy city, Jerusalem, coming down out of heaven from God, having the glory of God. Her brilliance was like a very costly stone, as a stone of crystal clear jasper." He goes on to describe that beautiful city. Pick up with me now in verse 21. "And the 12 gates were 12 pearls. Each one of the gates was a single pearl, and the street of the city was pure gold, like transparent glass. And I saw no temple in it, for the Lord God, the Almighty, and the Lamb are its temple. And the city has no need of the sun or of the moon to shine on it, for the glory of God has illumined it, and its lamp is the Lamb. The nations will walk by its light, and the kings of the earth will bring their glory into it in the daytime, for there will be no night there. Its gates will never be closed, and they will bring the glory and the honor of the nations into it, and nothing unclean, and no one who practices abomination and lying shall ever come into it, but only those whose names are written in the Lamb's book of life. And then he showed me a river of the water of life, clear as crystal, coming from the throne of God and of the Lamb. And in the middle of its street, on either side of the river, was the tree of life, bearing 12 kinds of fruit, yielding its fruit every month. And the leaves of the tree were for the healing of the nations. There will no longer be any curse. And the throne of God and of the Lamb will be in it. And his bondservants will serve him, and they will see his face, and his name will be on their foreheads. And there will no longer be any night, and there will not be need of the light of a lamp, nor the light of the sun, because the Lord God will illumine them, and they will reign forever and ever. That sounds wonderful, doesn't it? But who gets to receive that reward? Who will receive that reward? How can someone who has sinned be forgiven? Well, look at verse 14. Blessed are those who wash their robes so that they may have the right to the tree of life and may enter into the gates into the city. Come to verse 17. The Spirit and the bride say, come. And let the one who hears say, come. And let the one who is thirsty come, and let the one who wishes take the water of life without cost. It's by grace. Blessed are those who keep the commandments of the Lord. So tonight, when you think about that glorious, glorious reward of being in heaven with God, Jesus will forgive you. He will cleanse you. He died for you. But will you obey the commandments that lead to eternal life? Will you repent of your sins and confess your faith and be baptized in water for the remission of your sins? This describes the bride of Christ. That's the church of our Lord. And only those in that bride that make up that bride will be glorified. Will you be part of Christ's church so that at the end, when she is fully glorified, you'll be part of that bride? Come now, as together we stand and we sing.
Marvelous grace of our loving Lord.